Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Just one look, and I felt so hard.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much. Joining me, thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out the website for my new book, The Age of the Customer, at ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our new friend, soon-to-be, not a new friend, Greg Link, is with us, L-I-N-K, is how you spell his last name, very simple. Co-founder of Franklin Covey Global Speed of Trust Practice, co-author, along with Stephen M.R. Covey, of the book Smart Trust, which we've told you about before. Creating prosperity, energy, and joy in a low-trust world, available wherever books are sold. SmartTrustBook.com, is that right, Greg?
Yeah, that's right. There's lots of resources there they can access for free that'll help all expand right on this brief conversation we're having.
Absolutely. So, okay, I want you to give us some examples of companies that have used the Smart Trust approach to their advantage.
Very good. Yeah, well, that's the key to small business, as we mentioned before, and the way to use it to your advantage is that, Tony Hsieh, everybody's familiar with Zappos. Tony Hsieh took it from zero to $1 billion in the worst economic decade in history. We asked him how he did that. He says, by trusting my customers and by trusting my employees. And there's a lot of examples of how he used Smart Trust to grow the people and take care of his people. Another one's Zane Cycles there on the East Coast in your world. Around a $13 million small business, sells bikes up to $5,000 or more in value, and people come to give a test ride, and he tried to give him his driver license or something. He says, no, I trust you. You just go to, so he gives these $5,000 bikes, lets him take them, and trust him to bring them back. Everybody thinks you're out of your mind. But the reality is, let's be real, he loses a few a year, but he says, that he also sells 5,000 a year, too. And so, he may lose 4 or 5, but
right.
He sells so many more because it becomes that referral business that we talked about, that trusted, he's the trusted friend. Everybody sends everybody they can to Zane's to get their cycle. And so,
using trust in your business doesn't mean that you're naive or uninitiated. You realize that, humans are humans, but the point that he's making and that these guys are making, that you guys make in your book, is that the predominant trait of humans is to trust and to be trustworthy.
Absolutely. And
it's a desire, isn't it? It's an expectation we have.
Absolutely. And that's inherent in people. But yet, we also have been conditioned by society. We've got burned a few times, so we start to get too cautious. You just don't want to get overcautious. You get overcautious, right, you're on the wrong trail. The number one action for business around the world, small businesses all over the world, is do what you say you're going to do. That's the one thing that defines trust in every economy, every country, right, every industry, is you just do what you say you're going to do, and you build a reputation around that as a business and as an individual. And those are the kind of people you want to, check your track record and hire them. And it doesn't hurt to fire somebody or fire a customer once in a while if they're not being fair.
Do you think the legal industry has contributed to a low trust world because they feel like every eventuality has to be included in the contract? What do you think?
Absolutely, they have completely scripted us for being suspicious, and they're they highlight the examples that prove their point. But the reality is, we're a litigious society. And it's extremely, that's what's killed healthcare, is we're too litigious. You look at some of Taiwan, for example, but they have a lot less lawyers per capita than we do. So does Japan. And their health care costs are a lot lower because they don't have...
No question about it.
We've gotten the idea
that if something goes wrong, it's got to be somebody's fault, and we should be compensated
for
it.
Somebody's got to pay for it.
Yeah.
And not only pay for it, they got to pay for it in a multiple of 100, which is ludicrous.
Yeah. But it's even worse than that. It's also taking the responsibility off of us. You know, they should have told me, they shouldn't have given me the hot coffee I spilled on myself. You know, that kind of thing. So it's ridiculous. Hey, Greg, I got to wrap it up, but I've enjoyed having you here. Will you come back another day?
Yeah, I would. I'd love to talk again, Jim, when we have some time and get to know each other better. I mean, you're up to something good. Really appreciate your contribution to small businesses and to business principles.
Thank you very much, Greg. And you guys, too. Say hello to Stephen M.R. for us.
I will do it.
And we'll see you next time. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.